Meditation. Although in the West today, meditation is thought of in terms of stress management and relaxation, its true purpose is a spiritual one. The yogis and seers who first recognized these practices were already pretty relaxed, living in their caves in the Himalayas. They meditated to discover their true self. They meditated for enlightenment. Of all the experiences we can have, the experience of our inner self is the most important. The body is the objective experience of our ideas, while the mind is the subjective experience of them. The body is ever changing, and the mind with its thoughts, feelings, and desires also comes and goes. They are both experiences locked in time and space. They are not the experiencer. The one who is having the experience is beyond time and space. It is the real you. It is the timeless factor in every time-bound experience. The feeler behind the feeling. The thinker of thoughts. The animator of our bodies and minds. It is our soul. Nowadays, science has enabled us to track a thought or an intention a microsecond after it happens. But all the scientific equipment in the world still cannot tell us where the thought is coming from or who is having it. You cannot find the real you in your mind or your body because you're simply not there. We can listen to Beethoven on the radio, but there is no point in taking the radio apart to find Beethoven inside it. He's not there. The radio is just an instrument that traps a field of information and converts it into a space-time event. Similarly, the real you is a non-local field of information that is trapped into space and time by the body and the mind. Your soul, the thinker of thoughts, finds expression through the mind and body, but when the body and brain are destroyed, nothing happens to the real you. The unconditional spirit is not energy or matter. It is in the silent spaces between our thoughts. There is a space between each of your thoughts where you manufacture your thoughts, where you are an infinite choice maker. This gap between thoughts is the window to your higher self, the window to the cosmic self. The real you cannot be squeezed into the volume of a body or the span of a lifetime. It is the thinker in the field of memory and information in the space between thoughts. The space between thoughts is silent. It is a pregnant silence. This is a silence filled with an infinite possibility of thoughts, a field of pure potentiality. It is the real self. The thinker is a silent, infinite choice maker that resides at the level of the gap. The real you and the real me are both silent fields of infinite possibilities. The differences between you and me are the different possible experiences we choose at the level of the gap. Action creates memory, memory creates desire, and desire again leads to action. The seeds of our memories and desires in the gap seek manifestation through the instruments of the mind and body and create the whole world in which we live. Our existence has three levels. 1. The physical body made up of matter and energy. 2. The subtle body comprising the mind, intellect, and the ego. And 3. The causal body, which contains the soul and the spirit. The practice of meditation takes our awareness from the disturbed state of consciousness in the mind and the world of physical objects to the silent, undisturbed state of consciousness in the realm of the soul and spirit. Through regular practice, we gain access to the infinite storehouse of knowledge, the ultimate reality of creation. We have the experience of who we really are, pure, unbounded consciousness. When we experience who we really are, we restore the memory of wholeness or healing in our lives. There are many forms of meditation. The more advanced practices involve the use of mantras. Mantras are primordial sounds, the basic sounds of nature that act as an instrument of the mind, a vehicle to take our awareness from the level of activity to the level of silence. Mantras are usually selected by a qualified instructor and taught on an individual basis. At the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in San Diego, we teach the primordial sound meditation. Less specific but effective meditations are also available. One such practice, the mindfulness meditation, is described here and is an excellent way to get started. Mindfulness meditation. The mindfulness meditation technique is a simple meditation procedure that can create a deep state of relaxation in your mind and body. As the mind quiets down but remains awake, you will experience deeper, more silent levels of awareness. Start by sitting comfortably in a quiet place where you will have a minimum amount of disturbance. Close your eyes. Breathe normally and naturally, and gently allow your awareness to be on your breathing. Simply observe your breath, trying not to control it or alter it in any conscious way. As you observe your breath, you may notice that it changes of its own accord. It may vary in speed, rhythm, or depth, and there may even be occasions when your breath seems to stop for a time. Whatever happens with your breathing, innocently observe it without trying to cause or initiate any changes. You will find that at times your attention drifts away from your breath and you're thinking about other things or listening to noises outside. Whenever you notice that you're not observing your breath, gently bring your attention back to your breathing. If during the meditation you notice that you are focusing on some feeling or mood or expectation, treat this as you would any other thought and gently bring your attention back to your breathing. Practice this meditation technique for 15 minutes. At the end of 15 minutes, keep your eyes closed and just sit easily for 2 to 3 minutes. Allow yourself to come out of the meditation gradually before opening your eyes and resuming your activity. It is recommended that you practice this mindfulness meditation technique for about 15 minutes twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. You may also use this technique for a few minutes during the day to help center yourself if you're feeling upset or agitated. During the practice of meditation, you will have one of three experiences. All of these are correct experiences. 1. You may feel bored or restless, and your mind may become filled with thoughts. This is an indication that deep-rooted stresses and emotions are being released from your system. By effortlessly continuing with meditation, you will facilitate the removal of these impurities from your mind and body. 2. You may fall asleep. If you fall asleep in meditation, it is an indication that you need more rest during other times of the day. And 3. You may slip into the gap. When the mantra or breath becomes very settled and refined, you slip into the gap between thoughts, beyond sound, beyond breath. If you stay rested, take care of yourself, and take time to commit to meditation, you are bound to get in touch with your inner self. You will tap into the cosmic mind, the voice that whispers to you non-verbally in the silent spaces between your thoughts. This is your inner intelligence, and it is the ultimate and supreme genius that mirrors the wisdom of the universe. trust this inner wisdom, and all your dreams will come true.
This has been a Random House Audiobooks presentation. We hope you have enjoyed this audio program. Other titles by Deepak Chopra available on audio cassette from Random House are Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, Perfect Weight, and Restful Sleep, all read by the author.